April to like early September.
The summer's fire, though.
But summer's fire, bro.
Charlotte's just complaining about the about it being too cold on November 24th. Look at the weather in Long Beach right now.
It's going to be 80 degrees tomorrow on Thanksgiving, bro.
Privilege. That's privilege.
That's privilege like a motherfucker.
That's climate privilege.
That nigga, that's white privilege. I feel white out here, dog.
Shit. I'm walking around. I'm skipping. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
We're recording, by the way, just to let you all know.
Oh, no, okay, that's all good. Put that shit on the pod. Intro. Fuck it.
Welcome to another episode of the It's Just Jokes podcast. My name is Joshua Chapman, a.k.a. Slim Ballard, a.k.a. Baby Giannis, a.k.a. Mr. Take Your Own French Face. I hate that nickname. Let's come up with a new one.
No, we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it.
On here with my good pals. First, Jesse Pink.
What's up, y'all?
A.k.a. Groovy Grizzly, a.k.a. Baby Samoa Joe, a.k.a. Wait, I said Groovy Grizzly first. My bad.
Jesse Pink is enough. It's a crazy-ass podcast. Ass
Jesse Pink fires.
Yeah. Or with the actual good name.
A.K.A.
That is a Quentin Tarantino name, bro.
You feel me?
That's a Quentin Tarantino name. That is a Quentin
Tarantino. Lean into that shit, y'all. You blessed.
A.K.A. Dolomite Pete. Excuse me, Jesse. A.K.A. Baby Samoa Joe. A.K.A. Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because he keeps it raw on you hoes. And also my good friend, Derek.
Let's do it, y'all. Let's do it.
A.K.A. D. Smalls, a.k.a. Anthony Mackie Jr., although we might have to make Anthony Mackie the third.
Look at me. I'm not Anthony Mackie, bro. This ain't an Anthony Mackie.
All I'm saying is you can be his stand-in.
Come on, man. No, bro. I don't date white women. You know what I mean?
Touché.
Hey, Derek, you got 24 hours to respond, big dog. you better clear up these allegations like a motherfucker.
Have we clowned Derek before? I think you clowned the name Derek once. And if we did, I apologize. You know what I mean? Maybe that was Daryl.
Let me get into that.
Daryl.
Oh, Daryl. Okay.
Okay, that was a Daryl. Okay.
Mr. Meat Man. There you go.
Yeah, that's Stan.
That's Stan, bro. That's Stan. Shout out to Dre for the intro music, D Will for everything behind the scenes, and Peyton for being Peyton. Jesse, tell them who we have on the pod today.
And we got some motherfucking Hall of Famers on this podcast, bro. What you mean? You already know who we have. We have the ones and only. We have. Drop a clues bomb one more time. We got the Jenkins and Jones podcast on the It's Just Jokes podcast.
Man, we were literally saying two episodes ago that y'all are a dream guest, and now you're on here.
So, I mean, y'all hit us on Twitter. Fuck it. We regular as shit. We was like, all right.
We were like,
we got to do anything on Wednesday.
Yeah. No, we get up there and we got three little aspiring podcasters trying to be with us. We'll say the same shit. We'll be like, nah, we regular. Yeah. We're just not out here having FanDuel money. Like, we just,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
we're doing that. Nah.
The FanDuel money is not bad, bro. I'm not going to lie to you about that.
Oh, I know it's not.
I will say when Cowherd's people put the thing out there about we've been signed, we had so many people hit us, like Mero hit us up. It was like, let me know you want me to come on. You know what I mean? Like, and the thing I like about podcasting versus a lot of other shit is people genuinely are like, people actually are cool to each other like that. You know what I mean? So right. we're happy to be on, man. You guys hit us up on the right week because we're not recording our podcast today.
Yeah, I know. I was literally listening
to shit at our jobs either.
I'm working, man. They making me earn every damn dime, but we here though. Shit, man. I'm like, God.
Yo,
damn,
I was literally jealous. I was literally listening to it, and they were like, and y'all were like, yeah, you know, we're not recording on Wednesday. I was like, oh damn, like so we're taking.
That was an Easter egg. That was the Easter egg.
Wow.
I was doing pull-ups. I was like, excuse me? Okay.
Man said pull-ups. Last thing, Jesse, let the people know how many stars to give us.
Oh, that's simple. Let's see. 5 divided by 2. Carry 3. Nigga, it's 5 stars! 5 stars!
Yes, thank you guys so much for being on, like we said. And so... tomorrow is Thanksgiving. We can talk about a ton of things, but I want to know, fresh out the gate, what is your hottest food take that you have? Like, I will die on this hill that this thing is trash, this thing is beautiful, whatever.
Oh, man. Green beans are my favorite part of the...
I'm dead serious of Thanksgiving meals. But that's not the take. The take is turkey's trash in any way it's cooked. Just make the turkey legs, bro. Just make turkey legs. No, just that.
You're saying turkey legs because turkey breast is always dry?
Hell, just so instead of turkey, just that's make fair. Like 14 turkey legs, dog. That's everybody's fair. Happy. That's fair. You feel me?
So I don't know, bro.
Your family gonna look like Vikings?
Yo, fried turkey breast would be juicier than a motherfucker.
Sometimes it don't. I've had good. I've had really not good. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Turkey legs are never like Six Flags at the crib, motherfucking Schnucks grocery store, Ralph's. They're always good. So that's why I say turkey leg.
Okay.
I guess my hot take would be like, you know, I love Thanksgiving food, but I think as a food holiday, it's like probably like number 3 or 4 on the power rankings.
Wow.
Yeah, because look, July 4th is the king of fucking food holidays.
That's Tyler's, like, that's your
core.
There's no way you can convince me that baked food is better than fucking smoked food, bro. No possible fucking way. You know what I'm saying? I think all the summer holidays, like July 4th, Labor Day, Memorial Day, I think they shit on Thanksgiving as far as food holidays go.
Those are all the same food holiday, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Thanksgiving, you get this shit, what, once, maybe twice a year?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you personally, Tyler, eat that shit probably every weekend the way your ass be grilling. You know what I'm saying? You only switch it up on Thanksgiving and Christmas, nigga. You have barbecue all year round, nigga.
My hot take, first of all, John, you need to, whoever's making your turkey is not shoving enough butter under the skin is the problem that you're having with the breast, bro. That's the problem right there.
Bro, breast just ain't good. In the turkey version.
Listen to yourselves.
The turkey version. They don't have real breasts, dog. They got the bullshit breasts, nigga. You know what I mean?
They got the breasts. Have you heard that? Do we talk about it on the pod that turkeys have been genetically engineered to where their breasts are so big they can't fuck anymore?
They have
the worst life out of all beings on the planet, turkeys. They're dumb as shit. They can't fuck because their breasts too big. And the breasts ain't even real breasts. They just eatable breasts. They're not the breasts that we enjoy. You know what I mean?
It's really. And if they're trying to profess their deep love for their partner, they got to go.
It's all bad, dog. It's all bad.
Try to repair your relationship with your dad and go.
I feel like no one eats a whole turkey leftover anyway. So they're like, they're getting genetically engineered for these big ass breasts, and we halfway don't give a fuck about it. You know what I mean? So that's a shitty fucking life they live.
The next day sandwiches be fire, though.
Your sandwich
is the next day. You know what I mean? Yeah, that is. You know what I mean?
My hot take it's not really a hot take, but I would just say if you are a white person, it's always a good idea to date or marry outside your race, but never more so than on Thanksgiving.
I love this, man.
As someone who grew up with 18 consecutive white Thanksgivings to start my life, I thank my wife, Char, and her family for showing me the light on Thanksgiving, and I retweeted every year. I think the first thing I ever tweeted that got more than like 5 retweets is me saying I'm the only white person at Thanksgiving again this year, so I am making the Jell-O. Like, that's my job. And Sean made the Jell-O this year too, actually. So show up and be grateful and thankful for, you know, the bounties of the universe.
I don't know why,
but lotion. Turkey, Thanksgiving food and lotion. That's what you got.
Washcloths.
That's what you're thankful for.
Washcloths.
You know what I mean? Turkey and lotion. I don't know, but that made me remember a time where I had visited one of my friends for Thanksgiving, and her family's from Italy, so we had a very Italian Thanksgiving, and that. I ain't never had pasta so fucking fresh.
It was fire. That Thanksgiving slot.
Bruh, her grandma, her nana, made the pasta from scratch.
Yeah, with one of them little rolling slides.
That shit she was behind the sauce doing this, like, slapping. Not because it was stereotypical. She was holding spices in the shit, so she was doing this.
if we would have eaten with my Italian grandparents on Thanksgiving, I probably would have felt different about it, because my grandma never used boxed pasta ever in her life. She made all her own pasta. And they would make, like, we'd have a big Christmas Eve dinner. She'd make sausages and all kinds of, just, like, she was incredible. She would save up for a year for Christmas Eve dinner for the family, bro. Oh, and just, like, wow.
Do you know how to make those sausages? Do you know how to make them joints?
I know how to make her pizzelles. You know what a pizzelle is?
No, I ain't never heard of it.
Oh, I want to learn.
Yeah.
A pizzelle is an Italian dessert. It's like a Belgian waffle crisp cookie would be the easiest way to describe it. You make the batter and then you pour it into a little pizzelle press. You press it. It comes out looking like a doily, but it's like dough. It's good. I'm making something.
I'm very horny right now. I've been
listening to my grandma a lot this year.
I'm having flashbacks.
I decided I'm doing pizzelle plates. I'm doing pizzelle plates this year. I'll send you some for sure.
Horny on Zoom right now. I'm horny on Zoom.
this is a brave space. You can say what you need to say.
I guess my biggest hot take is that I've never seen banana pudding at Thanksgiving, thank God, because that's the most trash dessert ever.
I already know what you
get the fuck away from me. It is. It's terrible. But Thanksgiving leftovers are massive.
How? I still don't get this.
Banana flavored stuff is disgusting. Banana flavored anything.
Banana pudding is not banana flavored. There's actual banana
in it. Bananas are a weird consistency as it is. It's not, that's a very overpowering
thing. If you're making it right, there are actual bananas.
I don't care whose grandmama's recipe you made. That shit is terrible.
Your grandmama leaked on Spanish.
That's always the first thing. Oh, you've never had, I don't give a shit. Get that shit away from me.
I gonna lie, I don't fuck with bananas, but I fuck with banana pudding because I eat around the bananas. You know what I'm saying?
You
try that
approach. Yeah, you might as well not be eating the pudding.
Yeah, that's childish. I'm disappointed.
You eat and put in the cookies. You eat and put in the cookies.
I can't argue with that.
Put in the cookies is fucking great. I used to scoop it out the fucking tray, you know, scooping around the bananas, and I got my head yelled off, you know what I'm saying, about my mom about that. So now I just scoop the shit up with the bananas and just don't eat the banana. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Oh.
The trash. But yeah, Thanksgiving leftovers overrated. I don't need that the next day. It's cool.
They best.
We always had a fish. In my family, we always had a fish fry the next day anyways.
Okay.
So like we had like 40, 50 people at Thanksgiving. So there were no.
Did
like,
you have leftovers or you just.
I would see it in the fridge and be like, no, thank you. I will wait for the.
Did people fish eat fry. The leftovers or you guys?
Yes. Yeah. They ate it. It's just. No, thank you.
You were just that's like, cool. You were over it at that point.
Yeah.
A fish fry the next day would ruin the leftovers, though.
You feel me? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Fish fry the next day, you know what I mean?
It's like Thanksgiving and then it's fish fry. It's like, well, I'm not going back to this shit. Right. We just went up here.
You feel me? Fuck right. Me.
Like, we went good to great. Why would I go back to good?
And to your point, like, I don't think turkey breast is, like, mad dry, but it is the next day, like, it is after been sitting for a minute, you know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's why you put it on some bread, you know what I mean?
Nah, I'm cool.
Butter up some sourdough toast, throw some turkey in there.
I'm cool, bro. I'm cool. Give me some catfish and fries. It's cool.
Have any of y'all made a turkey? I'm pretty sure Chef Master Tyler has done this. Injected your turkeys, like, in order to make sure like it's just still just juicy throughout. Cause that's the only way you get behind it. I know Mike had mentioned that earlier, but I'm like, I don't know. I'm big pro turkey over here, so that's why.
Like, it works for big turkey. Really,
I can't really be trash and turkey. I'm big turkey. I'm big turkey, man.
We need these turkeys off the shelf. It's like
he's highly invested in turkeys, now. Nigga.
Nah, I never injected my shit. I did. Help my mom brine one Thanksgiving, and that shit was delicious. It does, brining does add it, make a difference. I'll say that.
Mm. I never thought about doing that.
Yeah.
I will add that to my list. I don't know, for me. So like for my Thanksgiving, and I'm sure Josh is going to know this, my Thanksgivings are different. We don't really go for traditional. We don't go for traditional Thanksgiving.
Everything about you is different.
This nigga Derek was mad, nigga.
Oh, just wait till you hear the bullshit. Just wait till you hear the bullshit.
he's trying to set it up by making it subtle. Okay. That's the thing.
It is subtle. No, but some of our family have different cultures. So because of that, every now and then, well, before COVID, we all came together and we shared like different dishes. You know, we have macaroni, you know, string beans, turkey.
Keep going.
Chicken,
keep going.
You know, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Some people bring gumbo. Some people bring tamales. Some people bring oxtail soup. Some people bring. It just depends. It just really depends on it.
It's not
such a weird plate, bro.
It's not. What's the makeup of the family? You said people are different cultures. What's the arrangement?
So some are from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
You know, some are from the South, particularly the Delta. And I got to really make that distinction because Delta food is...
Oh, yeah.
That shit's really different.
Yeah.
It's really different. Some are from Chicago. So that's...
Which is just Mississippi
North. Tamales coming from Puerto Rico?
Huh?
Tamales coming from Puerto Rico?
Some of that is not tamales. We have some friends that are... I have some friends that are Mexican, so okay. They'll come by...
That's Tuscola. Fire, bro. That's a Long Beach holiday right there. That's fire.
Pasteles are from Puerto Rico. Pasteles, okay. And it's kind of like a tamale, but it's more so in plantains.
Okay.
So yeah.
That's a
gumbo, plantains, tamales.
Yeah.
So I didn't even mention oxtails. What do you like, nigga? This shit. What is wrong with any of this?
So I don't
said he want to invite my nigga. Like,
I don't really have a controversial take. I guess the only thing I'll say is maybe sweet potato pie is overrated.
Why are we
It may be overrated.
We all go overboard.
Your grandma a week, Jesse. Like,
grandma a week. Hey, you put that on a t-shirt. Your grandma a week, nigga.
No, you can't tell your date that. You can't go to someone's house and just be like, oh, babe, you want to try some of my grandma? Like, man, your grandma weak as hell.
You got to whisper. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Is it good?
Better.
Is it good? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was good.
No, grandma.
No, it might be. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because I love my mom to death. But she was cranking that shit out like it was big sweet potato. Like we had sweet potato pies. I would wake up the next day. I'm like, why do we have 8 of these?
Because they slap, nigga. She loves why me. That's why you have. Are you kidding me?
I'm like, why do we have 8 of these? I was like, oh, so we're just gonna send these to the family, right? No. What?
Y'all should just sit on the stove too until they're gone. Y'all just have. We just have them sit on the stove and niggas just
we'll have some
throughout the day.
So we'll have some sitting in the stove and then we'll have some freezing for Thanksgiving part two, Christmas. So I was going to say Halloween. This pandemic is still messing up my time. But Christmas. So we'll have some saved for Christmas. But that's why I said maybe, because even though I say that, you expect me to believe that I'm not going to eat half a pie? I'm still going to eat one.
So,
Derek, it's all you.
Bring us home, man.
I don't even know if mine is Thanksgiving related. I'm gonna be honest, but I'm gonna throw this in the universe just because want niggas to try to argue with me, or I really do.
Choosing violence.
Josh has heard this opinion before, so I'm.
And it's terrible.
No. Even though I don't eat it that much, coleslaw is not as bad as niggas make it out to be.
I'm with you on that.
I love some
it's
coleslaw.
Not.
I'm with you on that.
It's really
bad. I would say, yeah, if you go into like the fast food chains like KFC, it's going to be trash. But you fuck around, fuck around and stumble up on a mom and pop's, you know, hole in the wall, you'll get some banging ass coleslaw.
Yeah. It's a nice palate cleanser too. Like I add it with other things, but also it's a nice palate cleanser too.
Thank you. You can add it to shit.
In between some shit, and then like boom, you know, I'm ready.
Literally, a Nashville hot chicken sandwich. You put the coleslaw on top.
Oh hell yeah!
Fire, fire.
The crispness and the freshness of the coleslaw.
Oh, bro, that crunch is crazy. I respect it. That's a hell of a take.
Okay, Mike, Josh, you have the floor.
First of all, I thought you were going with a different argument about chocolate, and I was gonna eviscerate you for that. So there's that.
He doesn't like chocolate?
No.
I only like milk. I only like milk chocolate, like Hershey bar.
Your mouth broke, nigga. You need to get that shit.
Like your mouth to the doctor, nigga.
Hold on. You just said you don't like dark chocolate or white chocolate?
No, you told me you like white chocolate more than milk chocolate. I remember you telling me that.
No, like I'll eat like a Hershey bar and shit. Yeah, like I'll do that. I'm not eating dark chocolate, bro.
That's he'll eat the Hershey bar for
you said something completely different, but all right, nigga, whatever.
man, mad, dog.
You're making me look bad in front of our guests, all right? Like,
you think you finna put Derek in the mud and we got the gods on here? You finna cover this up. You saw how he threw out the Hershey. He's like, it's not too dark, but it's not too light.
Right.
Jesse, I'm right, politics, thinking, bro. I'm out of politics.
As soon as we get off, hey, bro, that's just horrible.
Bro, that shit trash.
Cacao is trash, though. If you say like cacao on it, I think that's, you know, that's
gentrified chocolate is
80%
not good.
Cacao. Yeah. Like, I don't want no chocolate. But more it costs, the worse it tastes, in my opinion. I'll keep it a stack. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But it's like, oh, intense dark chocolate. I was like, I don't need to eat this to be like, why is it so bitter?
Right.
Why is it so bitter?
Exactly. Right.
Why get candy that's bitter or like sweets that are not sweet? You know what I mean? Like, no, you know what I mean? Like, dark chocolate is.
That's for rich old people. Rich if you're giving me like really bitter ass chocolate.
I don't think they like the shit. I just think they buy it because it sounds good. Like 80% cacao, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, yeah, 80% yeah. cacao. And that's how they got my ass. Right. And I never went back. I never went back after that.
Right. Hey, get you some broke nigga chocolate, man.
No, a $2 Kit Kat shits all over those fucking $50 canceled. Godivas, whatever the fuck.
Reese's versus Godiva? Fuck out of here.
Yeah. Out of all the chocolates, though, which one's the worst?
Godiva. Godiva's not one of those like 85 where there's the powder on it or whatever. You get a Godiva that has the caramel in it, that's even more milk than Hershey's.
Yeah.
That's like really milky milk chocolate.
Yeah.
Cacao shit that has the brown powder on it and tastes like fucking packing material. Fuck that.
Godiva too fancy of a name for me, man. I just don't think I like it as a thing. You know what
say
I mean?
It like say it with a little say it with a little sauce, like Godiva. You know what I mean? It works, bro. I got some chocolate.
Sound like a slur, like.
Hey, that does sound like a slur.
Get out of here, you Godiva.
Get your Godiva on the
sound like a slur. Wait a minute.
That's a cousin to a moon cricket, nigga. I ain't fucking with Godiva.
I do. So I will say this. I do get Godiva. Godiva.
You go to the Godivas and get some chocolate covered strawberries for sure. I will get that
when I feel fancy in my own apartment. When I'm just like, oh, come right in. I got Godiva. It's like, what the fuck? It's like, yeah, like not chocolate, Godiva.
Chocolates and chocolate for you.
Oh, we have raspberry chocolate. Fancy with it.
Well, listen, we could do this forever. I know that Tyler has to run soon. Once again, thank y'all so much for coming on. Is there anything else that y'all would like to say before we get out of here?
Sure. Just appreciate y'all having us on, man. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it on some real shit, it really means a lot. You know, when motherfuckers say they fuck with us, they look up to us and all that shit, because we did not step into this podcast shit expecting this. You know what I'm saying? We did not expect to be professional podcasters. This is me and my homie was like, let's shoot the shit and record it. You know what I'm saying? So you know, I know y'all starting y'all shit, man, and it seems like, you know, y'all homies and y'all chopping up with each other. Highly recommend that approach, because that's, you know, the approach we took in here the fuck we are, so.
We was just drunk and broke, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? So yeah, it's dope when people say, like, you know, we fuck with y'all and we inspire you. That shit inspires me, nigga. I'd be like, thank you. Fuck that.
For sure. Hell yeah.
Yeah, we don't listen to podcasts. Your guys' intro is when somebody spends time listening to podcasts.
Your guys' intro is already tighter than John and Tyler's was for the first like 2 years of Jenkins and Jones. So
the intro for the first 2 years was just nigga.
Well, that's why I was like starstruck when I first got on here, because I was like, I've been hearing these niggas since the SoundCloud releases.
Oh, wow.
When John would come on, not even introduce the podcast, just talking shit, and then 20 minutes in, and let's start this introduce.
That's a big part of the show. The show's over.
Yeah. The small little shorts y'all used to do, like where like, oh, that would be posted on All Def Digital.
Oh, yeah.
I was there when y'all brought Mike on there.
Right. You just taken the whole summer off back.
But I just
then.
Never like, you know, I just nice never outside, left. Fuck a podcast.
Right, back 3 months later, you know what I mean?
That's all like, bro, this is nuts. Like, I was on the track. I was on the subway listening to these niggas.
Nah, it was just like one of the things that we talked about is like taking stuff from other podcasts that do well. Like, so like Deez and Mero, they have 20 minutes of AKAs at the end. And so we were like, hey, that's really cool. If we could figure out two or three of our own and put it at the front, that's a little bit different than what they do. You know what I'm saying? Like the way that y'all come on and like, we don't really have nothing to talk about, so let's just shoot the shit. Like that sort of thing. Like, you know, Bomani does his, and he has like whenever he has a guest on and there's something he really want to talk about, but he can't like put it out to the public, he'd be like, hey, Gay, play the music. So it's like, yeah. Oh man, that's really dope. Like, even if you ain't got nothing to say, you could just put the music on, and then people are wondering, like, damn, what are they talking about? You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, so for sure.
Just be yourself. Just be yourself. Lean into that shit. You know, I mean, can't nobody repeat that motherfucker. You feel me? So I definitely get it. We, you know, try to figure out what worked best for us. At the end, it was just like, let's just talk our shit, dog. You know what I mean? Like, and it ended up being interesting to people. You feel me? So the content good, people gonna fuck with it, man. You know, y'all, like you said, like Mike said, y'all better than us already, nigga. We was trash for a long time.
We was trash as fuck. Nigga, for like 3 years.
You know what I mean? Like, Mike,
just bullshit for an hour, and at the end, John would be like, that was Jenkins and Jones. All right.
I guess we're done. Is that how you podcast, nigga?
Yeah, we forgot to introduce the pod. It's Jenkins
right,
and
right.
Jones.
It's a good thing you show when you get off. Intro, outro, right back to back. Fuck it. You know what I mean? Shit, man. But yeah. Thanks for fucking with us. Thanks for working with us too throughout these times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, for sure.
Well known shit. Man,
y'all got families and shit, bro. We 20 somethings. It does it whatever works for y'all work for us, man.
If Mike would have said, this is really fucking nuts. I'm really calling y'all out y'all first names. If Mike would have said something like, well, man, you know, it'd be really nice if we could have y'all in person, I would have texted Josh immediately, hey bro, I'm on this overnight, bro.
Nigga, stop in Chicago first. We'll road trip.
I'm like, hey, I don't know about you niggas, but I got two other tickets. Like, y'all trying to run?
Gone.
We ain't worth it. I'll tell you that. But I appreciate the love for sure.
Y'all trying to get some FanDuel money? That's what I mean.
FanDuel money is nice. It's nice.
Indeed.
All right, y'all. Man. Thanks for having us on, man. We appreciate you guys.
For sure.
That's appreciate the thing, bro.
Y'all be cool. Peace.
All right, y'all.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was probably the greatest fucking episode that we've done so far on this podcast.
Y'all can't tell us shit, nigga.
You can't tell us nothing. Thank you for tuning in to the greatest podcast to usher in the 2020s. It's Just Jokes Podcast. Of course, tune in on us on social media. Make sure you follow us on our Instagram, our Facebook, because we do have a Facebook Twitter page too. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe our work all on Instagram, on Twitter, and on YouTube, and on Facebook. Shout out to who, Josh, for the outro?
JL's here in Kingboard.
All right. Well, that's about it, y'all. Bye.
He's been Jesse. I'm Joshua. That's been Derek. See you scumbags later. Bye.
They can't tell us shit.
They can't tell us shit, nigga.
Y'all can't tell us shit.